Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we will be looking at spinal manipulation therapy and discectomy. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 835, recorded March 29th, 2024.
Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
Patients who undergo lumbar discectomy may experience ongoing lumbosacral radiculopathy, LSR, and seek spinal manipulative therapy, SMT, to manage these symptoms. The authors of a recent study published in the journal BMC Musculoskeletal Disorders hypothesized that adults receiving SMT for LSR at least 1 year following lumbar discectomy would be less likely to undergo lumbar spine reoperation compared to matched controls not receiving SMT over 2 years follow-up. Conclusions found that this study found that adults experiencing LSR at least 1 year after lumbar discectomy who received SMT were less likely to undergo lumbar spinal reoperation compared to matched controls not receiving SMT. While these findings hold promise for clinical implications, they should be corroborated by a prospective study, including measures of pain, disability, and safety to confirm their relevance. The authors cannot exclude the possibility that their results stem from a generalized effect of engaging with a non-surgical clinician, a factor that may extend to related contexts such as physical therapy or acupuncture. As always, discuss all spinal manipulative therapy related questions with your chiropractor or qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from comedian and actor Lucille Ball. She said, "I think knowing what you cannot do is more important than knowing what you can." For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.